first thing, or maybe even later today, first thing I want to do is just go through this Gemara. It's a fairly complicated Shakla Vitari of the Gemara. I heard during Seder time a lot of confusion, a lot of back and forth. So I just want to go through the various stages of the Gemara. Essentially, the way the Gemara turns out is that there are three basic shitos in Rishonim, just how to read step by step in the Gemara. I want to go through those steps with you, and once we go through the various steps of the Gemara, according to Rashi, according to Tosos, and according to the Ran, I think we'll then be better equipped to make a judgment which Rishon fits best with each step, meaning in terms of the language of the Gemara, which Rishon fits best in the language of the Gemara with each step. So let's just start at the beginning, take a look at the Mishnah. Dinam amnus b'shlosha, zeh bar lo'echa v'zeh bar lo'echa v'shem bar lo'echa divrem meir, v'chavra m'shnei dayanam bar lo'echa. So that's first part of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnah is two litigants, each one chooses echad, doesn't explain what echad means, but it's choosing either a dayan or dayanin. Each litigant chooses some judge or judges, and then shnein barlon od echad. Reb Meir holds the two litigants again put their heads together now and choose a third, again either dayan or beis din. And the chum say no, it's not the two litigants that choose the third; it's the two dayanim or batedin that choose the third. So essentially, the only thing that's unclear about the first part of the Mishnah is what the echad is. Is echad a bezdin or is echad dayanim? Does it work that each one chooses their own dayan? Does it work that each one chooses their own bezdin and then they get together and choose a third bezdin? Now, if you were just reading the Mishnah straight without knowing any of the conversations in the Gemara, how would you have translated zebor lo echad? To refer to a bezin, refer to a dayan, what would you say? A dayan. Why? Echad. Echad means one person, you're choosing one judge. So one l'chora pashut pshat, the default position of the Gemara should have been that the Mishnah is talking about choosing judges, not choosing batedin. That each one chooses a judge, Reb Meir holds the two guys then get together and choose a third judge, the Chum say the two dayanim get together and choose a third judge. That is part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah starts to talk about, what if I don't like your dayan and you don't like my dayan? To what extent do we have the right to say, I don't accept that dayan and you don't accept my dayan? So Reb Meir gives a lot of leeway. Zeh posel dayan shezeh, zeh posel dayan shezeh, divrei Reb Meir. No problem, you can posel whatever you want. V'chamom say, wait, not so fast. You can't just posel people. You have to bring a raya that there's something wrong with them. I can't just say, oh, I don't like the way that dayan looks. He wears a short jacket. I want a dayan that wears a long jacket. Or I don't like the color of his beard or whatever it is. You got to come with something. You got to bring some evidence that there's something wrong with him, that he's a karav or a posel. Reb Meir seems to give much more leeway. Reb Meir seems to say, yeah, whatever you want. You don't like him, you could posel him. And then they have a similar machlokas when it comes to Edim, and we'll discuss parts 2 and 3 of the Mishnah at a later date about posseling each other's dayanim. Now, but our primary focus, at least until the two dots, is part 1 of the Mishnah. Now, keep in mind, up until this point, the Gemara has not yet discussed how a Beis Din is chosen. Meaning the Masechta starts out with a discussion, a very, very long Mishnah, discussing that there are three types of Batei Din. There's a Sanhedrin Agadol of 70 or 71 judges, Machlokas Tanaim. Then there's a Sanhedrin Katana of 23 judges. And then there's a Beis Din of 3 judges. And the Mishnah, very long Mishnah, that Beis HaMinalf, the hold of Beis HaMinalf, and a little bit of Beis HaMinalf, discusses what kinds of cases you need the Sanhedrin HaGadol for, what kind of cases you need the Sanhedrin Katana for, and what kind of cases you need a Beis Din of 3. But it never discussed how you get chosen for a Beis Din of 3, how we develop a Beis Din of 3. So Pashup Shat, this is the first Mishnah that's telling me how to do things. How to accomplish the goal of setting up a Beis Din. So you would imagine, again, just without seeing any Gemara, before you see anything, one would imagine that what we're talking about over here is, in an ideal world, the best way to go about getting a Beis Din. Because we never described anything else. We never described a better way of getting a Beis Din. So one would imagine that it should be talking about a Din L'Chadchila. So two things we take from the first part of the Mishnah that one would imagine should be the default position, should be the assumptions going in. Assumption number one, that we're talking about an ideal world of how to choose a Beis Din. And assumption number two, again, before seeing any Gemara, is that we're talking about each guy choosing a Dayan Echad, not each guy choosing a Beis Din Echad. That's what one would have thought just by reading the first few lines of the Mishnah without seeing any Gemara. So that's, put that in the back of our minds now. Now we know what the Mishnah says, and we know what we should have or perhaps would have thought reading that Mishnah without knowing anything further. Now we go into the Gemara. And I'm going to skip parts of the Gemara because it gets clouded. The picture gets clouded a little bit in the middle when the Gemara goes off on a little bit of a tangent. I want to go through just essentially the kashas the Gemara has on the first part of the Mishnah and the Terutzim, the basic shakla v'tarya, the back and forth of the kashas and the Terutzim. And it helps to draw it out in chart form. I made myself a chart. I didn't want to hand it out because I didn't want to bias anybody in terms of how to understand it. I want to go through it together, and then afterwards I'll be happy to give you the chart that I made. Let's go through. Step number one of the Gemara. My zebar lo'echad v'zebar lo'echad b'tal sasagi. So there's step one. Question number one. What is zebar lo'echad v'zebar lo'echad? After all, three is enough. So now, what's the kasha? Just without seeing any Rishonim, what's the kasha? If you don't look at Rashi, you don't look at Tosfos, you don't look at the Ran. How do you understand what the Gemara is asking? Sanu, any thoughts? What do you mean?
And it's assuming that they're picking numbers based.
The Gemara is working with an assumption that they're choosing Batei Din. Reuven picks a Beis Din, Shimon picks a Beis Din, and together, either the two Batei Din or Reuven and Shimon pick a third Beis Din. And the Gemara is asking, that's ridiculous, because then you'll end up with nine judges, and you only need three judges. That fits the language of the Gemara very well, especially the words bitlas asagi, because bitlas asagi says it's enough to have three, you don't need more than that. What's the problem? Where's the weakness in that shot? Is that the Gemara is working with an assumption that, yeah, that what? That echad, right, the Gemara, if that's what the Gemara is asking, then the Gemara must be working with the assumption that echad means a Beis Din echad. But we said, just reading the Mishnah Pashut, our assumption should have been that it's a Dayan Echad. It sounds much more from the Mishnah that it's a Dayan Echad.
Just from the word Echad?
Yeah, because it should have said Zebar lo Beis Din, Zebar lo Beis Din, Shem Bar lo Od Beis Din. Echad means one. Why would you call a Beis Din Echad? And Echad means an individual. So the weakness in saying that that's Pshat and not Kasha, the strength is the words of the Kasha fit really well. The weakness is that it's taking for granted that the Gemara is assuming something that doesn't seem to be Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah.
You know, I'm saying also you think that because it says Bishlosha implying Dayanim, so right after it should be talking about Dayanim also.
Ah, very good. Exactly. Excellent point. Right? Evan makes an excellent point. The first three words of the Mishnah, Dinim Amnus Bishlosha. That Dinim Amnus is with three. With three what? Three Dayanim, obviously. So when you're dealing with numbers, the very next line uses a number, Zebar lo Echad. So you just told me Shlosha. Now you can tell me Echad is talking about a different system. Shlosha means people. And Echad means a Beis Din. Echad should also mean people. How many people? Echad. One person. Very good. That's why it's definitely Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah that each one is choosing one person, not one Beis Din. Good. So step one of the Gemara, if you understand the Gemara's kasha to be, what do I need nine judges for? I only need three. The weakness is that the Gemara seems to be reading the Mishnah in a very strange way to have asked that kasha. Right? The Gemara seems to be reading. Is there any other way to understand this step one of the Gemara? What else could the Gemara be asking? Other than what do I need nine judges for? I should only, three should be enough. Is there anything else the Gemara could be asking? Yeah?
How is it one person's picking one, the other person's picking one? Three is enough, not two. Like, you need three as opposed to two.
And therefore, but you are getting through. The Mishnah accounts for that. It says each one picks one, and then together they pick a third. So that can't be the kasha. So we'll hold off on. Anyone have any other possibilities? Just
not mine.
No, so say.
That why do we have to go through this whole thing of Zebor Zebor, or why don't you just pick three?
Who should pick three?
They should go together and just pick three judges.
Meaning why have each guy pick their own? Together they should pick three Dayanim. Good. So what's the strength? Now, the reason why you'd want to say that pshat is that you're assuming that the Gemara is already assuming that Zebar lo echad means one dayan. So that part works really well if you say that pshat. Again, what he's suggesting is that the Gemara's kasha should be, instead of having Reuven pick one dayan, Shimon pick one dayan, and then together pick a third dayan, just have Reuven and Shimon get together, sit down at a table, and decide on three dayanim. They should both be maskim tol dayanim. When you do jury selection in an American court, at least on TV, when they do jury selection, both sides have to approve of the jurors. You don't have one guy say, okay, I'm going to take, you know, the six jurors who are live in my community and, you know, think like me and look like me and talk, and the other one saying, yeah, no problem, I'm going to take the other half of the jurors that are exactly like me. You don't do that. The way you do it is that everyone has to approve it. You have to put your heads together and agree on somebody. So the Gemara's question is, my zebar lo echad v'zebar lo echad. The emphasis is not on the echad. Why does each one choose their own beis din? The emphasis is on, why is it zeborer? Why is it this one chooses, that one chooses? Bitzlas asagi. Bitzlas asagi, the emphasis isn't on the number. Of course it's three. So it's always three. We know that the Mishnah is talking about three. Bitzlas asagi, the emphasis is, just pick any three. Pick three that you can agree on. Why does each guy have to have their guy? I have to have a guy in my corner, I have a guy in my... Pick three that you can agree on. What? Okay, so that could be the Gemara's answer, we'll see. But that's one way to understand this kasha. Now, that works very well in terms of the Mishnah. What it doesn't work so well is bitlas asagi. It's a bit of a stretch in bitlas asagi. Bitlas asagi means it's enough to have three. The way the Gemara should have said it is that, livor shnehem, let both of them choose all the dayanim. Bitlas asagi sounds like we're emphasizing the number three. So the weakness in that pshat is that it doesn't fit the language of the kasha as well. So the weakness in the first pshat that you said was that it didn't fit the language of the Mishnah as well. The language of the kasha was great. The weakness in this pshat is it fits the language of the Mishnah really great. It doesn't fit the language of the kasha. The words b'tlas asagi don't seem to fit. Now, one good way of knowing what the question is by looking at what the answer is. And if you see, if the answer answers the question, we'll see which one works better. So says the Gemara, let's answer the question. And by the way, there are more possibilities of what the question is. We'll start with those two. And we're not attaching names to anything yet. Hachi kamar. Kisha ze bor lo beiz nechad. Ze bor lo beiz nechad. Shnein bor len od echad. The answer is that when each guy chooses a beiz din, the two of them choose another beiz din. So now, what's the Gemara answering? What's the Gemara saying? So if you say that the kasha was, what do I need nine judges for? I should just have three. I should just have three judges. So what's the Gemara's answer? How am I getting to three judges? What did it tell me? Reuven picks one basin, Shimon picks another basin, and they both together pick a third basin. Yeah, that's what we thought originally, and we had a problem with that. We said, no, you don't need nine, you only need three. What did the Gemara just answer? What is the Gemara's answer? What?
Comes out that they only use three.
Why?
Because they're getting rid of the first two.
Good. That's how Rashi understands, right? That, no, this one picks three. Reuven picks three. Shimon says, those three? I'm not going to have those. I'll tell you which three. Pick my three. And Reuven says, no, I'm not taking those guys. So they've been disqualified. So now we pick a third set of three. Either Reuven and Shimon together or the two batidin together pick a third set of three. Right? What's the weakness? The obvious weakness in that pshat? Okay, well, that's a weakness in terms of... that's true. That's a weakness in terms of the process, that the process makes no sense. But there's a weakness in language also.
Gemara doesn't
say it at all. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. The idea that you're passeling somebody doesn't say anywhere. All it says is that each one picks their own Beis Din, and then the two of them pick a third Beis Din.
Assuming that they all sit together as one big Beis Din of nine people.
I don't know what the real answer is, but I know that the weakness in that in the answer you're suggesting, the answer that Rashi suggests, that the first six dayanim are disqualified, the weakness is the Gemara never says a word about pasuling. Never says anybody was disqualified.
That's an assumption.
In the words of that answer. It's worse than an assumption, because an assumption you can make sometimes. But over here, Iker Chasr Min HaSefer, there's a concept that if the primary answer has to appear somewhere in the Gemara. It doesn't appear. The main point of the answer doesn't appear in the Gemara. Now, to be fair, the next line is Vafilu Lova Matzi Ma'akev. Talks about people saying, I don't want your Beis Din. So the next line starts discussing people rejecting the other guy's Beis Din. But in the Iker answer, it doesn't appear that anyone's postulating anybody. So think about it for a second. In this answer of the Gemara, what's the Gemara really introducing that we didn't see before? Is there anything, when it says Hachi Ka'amar, right? So that's saying, take the first line of the Mishnah and add in the details that we're about to add in. So what did we add in that the Mishnah didn't already say? Okay. So number one, we add Kishe. The Mishnah said Zebor Lo Echad. So we had Kishe. What else did it add in?
Beis Din.
So if it added those two things in, we need to figure out which of those two things, where does the answer really lie? Is it in the addition of Kishe, or is it in the addition of Beis Din? Now, if you understand the Gemara's Kasha like you understood it before, that the kasha was, we understand that there are only three dayanim, each guy picks one dayan and two together pick a third dayan, but why don't you just pick a Beis Din to begin with? So what's the Gemara's answer? So how would you understand the Gemara's answer if that was the Gemara's kasha? I'm going to put you on the spot. You're the one that told us that was the Gemara's kasha.
Maybe that's lechatchila, but in the case that they can't agree like that.
And therefore the Iker chiddush is?
Kishah.
Right? What's the weakness in that, though? Why does the Gemara have to add in this detail that each one's picking a Beis Din? That ruins everything. You don't need to say that. Just say Kishe. Kishe Zebar Lo Echad, Zebar Lo Echad, Shembar Lo Orechad. Why would you say each one's picking a Beis Din? We had no problem with each. We were good. Everyone was picking one Dayan, and then the two together were picking a third Dayan, and we had a Kasha. Why don't they just put their heads together and pick three Dayan to begin with? Right? So the answer is, no, they should put their heads together and pick three dayanim, but they didn't. Each one was picking one. For whatever reason, they couldn't agree on who the best dayan is. Okay, so I'll have each one pick one and they'll pick a third. Why add that each one's picking a full Beis Din? That's a strange thing to add. So that's a major weakness in that mahalik. It's a major weakness. Now that we know the answer, is there another possibility in what the Gemara's Kasha may have been? Meaning, now that we know that the answer introduces either Kishe, or the answer introduces the idea of each guy picking a Beis Din, it's introducing one of those ideas. So what else could the Gemara's Kasha have been?
Clarification question.
Yeah?
What does Kishe here
imply? Kishe means when this happens. Meaning, not that this is supposed to happen, but sometimes you need to deal with reality as it comes to you. So something happened, how do we react? Right? When this happens, what do we do next?
Meaning if one person says, let's use my Beis Din.
Right. Or my judge, depending on how you understand the Mishnah. Good? And are the two additions related to each other? By adding Kishe, do you have to change it to Beis Din Echad? Is it because of Kishe that we need to say Beis Din as opposed to just saying one Dayan? So, just thinking in terms of working backwards from the answer, one could have understood if what we're adding in the answer is that each guy is choosing a Beis Din, maybe our problem with the question is in the fact that they're each choosing one judge. That for some reason that's a problem, that each one is choosing one judge. And because that's a problem, we answer by saying, no, they're each choosing a Beis Din. Right? Question is, what would be the problem with each one choosing one judge? I mean, it could be the Gemara is working with the assumption we said the Gemara is supposed to work with, that Echad means a Dayan. And the Gemara didn't like that. The Gemara says, my Zebor Alach, Zebor Alach, B'tlas Sagi means, why is each guy choosing a Dayan? You should be choosing Bate Din, not Dayanim. You don't get to choose one Dayan. What's one Dayan? You choose a Beis Din. So, and that's the question. My Zebarlo Echad. Zebarlo Echad. Why are they choosing ones? The Tlasa Sagi. They should choose a recognized Beis Din of three. And the Gemara's answer would be, oh, that's exactly what they're doing. They're really choosing what they did. So again, working backwards, that could have been the Gemara's Kasha also.
But it just seems so unnecessary.
What seems unnecessary?
To pick Batei Din opposed to one.
That could be a later kasha of the Gemara. Good. That will. You're right. By changing it to each of them choosing Batei Din, we're opening up a whole new avenue of kashas, a whole new list of kashas that we could ask. Right? But we already asked on choosing Dayanim, now we're going to ask on choosing Batei Din. That will come later. The other way to understand it is, if we're adding Kisheh, the question might be, why go through this process? Why would you do this process, L'chadchila, of each one choosing? Meaning, maybe what we're adding is Kisheh. And we understood the whole time that it's talking about choosing Batei Din. That even the Gemara, when it started, understood, of course we're talking about choosing Batei Din. For whatever reason. And the Gemara's kasha was, why go through the process of... And the Gemara knew the whole time that obviously you're not supposed to end up with 9 judges. So maybe the Gemara knew the entire time that Reuven picks a Beis Din, Shimon picks a Beis Din, Reuven cancels Shimon's Beis Din, Shimon cancels Reuven's Beis Din, then they get together and pick a third Beis Din that they agree on. And the Gemara's kasha is very simply, okay, if that's what they're doing, why go through that process of disqualifying each other's Batei Din? Wouldn't it just be better to skip that step and just pick a Beis Din?
Well, that's what you just explained with Kisheh.
And the Gemara's answer is Kisheh. Right. That would be the other way of understanding the Gemara's Shakla Vitaria. That the Gemara's Kasha is, the Gemara knew that of course you're not ending up with 9 judges. The Gemara wasn't asking why are we ending up with 9. It knew of course you're not going to end up with 9. You're canceling the first 6. You're passing the first 6. The Gemara's Kasha is, I'm passing the first 6. Why go through that? Why pass the 6 judges unnecessarily? And Bitzlasasagi means, just pick 3 judges. Why go through 9 to cancel 6? But the Gemara knew the whole time, obviously, that we're only going to end up with 3. It was just saying, but Tlasasagi doesn't mean why are you ending up with 9. It was why get 9 involved just so that you can disqualify 6 of them. Just start with 3. And the Gemara's answer is, you're right, that would be smarter, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where, for whatever reason, Reuven doesn't like Shimon's judges, and Shimon doesn't like Reuven's judges, they can't get along. So we say, okay, you can't get along, the 2 Batei Din are going to have to get along and choose someone, or the 2 of you are going to be forced to get along and pick a Beis Din.
But it seems like, according to the words of the Gemara, that you're picking 9 right away. You're not disqualifying 6 and then getting 3. Because it says, Kishibor el Beis Din, whatever, Shnehem borin oto orecha. Like, when that happens, these two people come together and pick 3rd also. I'm saying it also takes...
Then you'd have to understand the question differently. You'd have to come up with some other... Right, we had, I think, 4 possibilities of how to understand the Gemara's question. There are only 3 in Rishonim, so at least one, and one of them wasn't said by anybody, I don't think. So two of the possibilities we said are totally false. Right, we just have to figure out why and what. All I'm really trying to do is just show you got to read the Gemara and see what the words are telling you. So let's see. Okay, but before we're And we're going to have to write this down, obviously, to have real clarity. But if we really... Now we have 4 possibilities of what the Shakla Vitari is. We've pointed out weaknesses in each possibility. Weakness either in the language of the Mishnah, the language of the Gemara's Kasha, or the language of the Gemara's answer. Right? And if we want to judge which is the most likely candidate to be the correct Pshat, we need to see the follow-up discussion. So now, next, the follow-up discussion appears... with the words Tnan v'chacham momrim. Skip all the Archa Oshab Surya thing for now. We'll get back to that. Tnan v'chacham momrim. Shnei dayanim bar lanot echad. In the Mishnah it says that who chooses the 3rd judge or 3rd Beis Din, depending on which pshat you take, who chooses that? According to the Chachamim, the dayanim choose it. If we're talking about a case, frak the Gemara, v'is salka daitachitikam rinim Beis Din. If you're talking about a case of Beis Din, based in Basar de Pasi Luhu Azlu Birulu Beidina Achrini, should Batei Din that have already been disqualified have the right to choose a 3rd Beis Din? They've been disqualified. Reuven said that Shimon's Beis Din is possible. Shimon said Reuven's Beis Din is possible. Why should they have a say in who gets to choose the 3rd Beis Din? But the fact that the Gemara is asking this kasha, the Gemara is obviously assuming that we have passed Dayanim over here. So what was the whole weakness in Rashi's Pshat? The weakness in Rashi's Pshat is, who said anything about passeling anything? The previous answer of the Gemara never said anything about passeling anybody's Dayanim. But the follow-up question tells you,
Rabbi Leibowitz,
Yeah.
please call
Oh,
the office,
yes, they don't have.
extension 100 or 101. Rabbi Leibowitz, please call the office, extension 100 or 101.
I'm giving sure. I'll have to wait. So anyway, Bezin Basav de Pasu, Azu Birulu, Beidini Achrini, how can you have Bezin that was Pasul go and choose another Bezin?
Why would
yeah.
they want to?
What?
Why would they want to choose another Bezin? The other Bati Din.
They want to help out. They want justice. So they know that they can't serve, so they want to find somebody that can help. So that's not, I don't think that's a problem. But the but now you see where Rashi gets it from. Right, Rashi, the whole weakness within Rashi was that the Gemara never said the words that somebody's passeling anybody. But over here, the Gemara is asking Kasha, what are you passeling people for? Meaning, not what are you passeling people for? How can those who have already been passeled choose somebody else? So obviously, somebody was already passeled. You see that clearly. Va'od, and furthermore, my zeb bar lo echad v'zeb bar lo echad. What does that mean? What is zeb bar lo echad v'zeb bar lo echad? Looks very similar to the first kasha the Gemara asked, which was, "My zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad, bitzlas asagi." The only difference is we leave out the words bitzlas asagi this time. So is this the same kasha just repeating itself? Is this a different kasha? How do we understand this? So we have two kashas now, one which is very clear and one which is extremely vague. Right, the very clear one: how could Pasul Dayan make any sort of decisions? And the very vague one is my zebor lo echad v'zebor lo echad. So what does Rashi say about this kasha over here, my zebor lo echad v'zebor lo echad? So says Rashi, demashma dahachi dina. Three words. What does that mean? Demashma dahachi dina.
Sounds like you have to do this.
Yeah, sounds like this is ideal. This is what should be done. So now, so as opposed to in an unfortunate circumstance when someone has been passeled, this is how you handle it going forward. It sounds like, no, this is what you're supposed to do. You pick a Beis Din, then the other guy's going to call your Beis Din a bunch of jerks and lowlifes, and then he's going to passel them, and he'll pick a Beis Din, you'll call them a bunch of lowlifes and passel them, and then they'll finally be on a third Beis Din. That's ideal. That's ridiculous.
That doesn't make sense. Why would, wouldn't you be referring to, if anything, you'd be referring to the last part of the process where they just both pick one together, and that would be ideal.
Right, so the Gemara is asking, how could you say that's ideal? That's ridiculous to passel each other's dayanim. That's exactly Gemara's kasha according to Rashi. So Ella Hachi Kamar Zebar Lo Dayan Echad V'Zebar Lo Dayan Echad Shem Bar Lenor Echad. So what's the difference between this Hachi Kamar and the first Hachi Kamar? First answer we said was, you know, what did we change between this Hachi Kamar and the last Hachi Kamar? The Gemara had a so basically the steps of the Gemara: question, Hachi Kamar, answer. Two more questions, Hachi Kamar, final answer. Right? Five steps. Question, answer, question, question, answer. Good? So there are two steps that are answers. There's a Hachi Kamar to the first question, and Hachi Kamar to the last questions. What's the difference between the two answers?
One is
no? Anybody, I don't care.
One's adding words in the mission, the second one's taken away from the Hachi Kamar.
Which words? Beis Din versus Dayan. And notice, what does the Mishnah say? Neither. The Mishnah just says Echad. So the Hachi Kamar is critical in terms of we're obviously struggling with what the Echad is. That the first answer said it's a Beis Din, the second one said it's a Dayan. Question is, what did we assume before we had any of these Hachi Kamars? Did we assume Dayan or did we assume Beis Din? Right? And the other thing that's a little iffy is it kishazeh in the second answer? So the Bach takes out the kishah in the second answer. In the first Hachi Kamar, it's definitely we keep it, kishazeh bar lo echad, which it didn't say kishah in the Mishnah. But the Bach takes away kishah from the second answer. What's that all about? Yeah?
I don't know if it's important. I might have seen it in the Oral Shana. The Bav is also taken out in both parts.
Good. Show me where. Where is the Vav taken out? Right. It just says Shnein Boron Lenor Echad. Right. What's the significance of that? What's the difference between Zebar Lo Dayan Echad, Zebar Lo Dayan Echad, Shnein Boron Lenor Echad, and U Shnein Boron Lenor Echad? What do you mean?
Like without the Vav, you would think it's like it's right, it's done at the same time. Like you pick the other three dayanim or other dayan at the same time you're picking the other two.
As opposed to when?
As opposed to maybe after it's possible.
Oh, okay, good. What else? Yeah?
You say, like, for Shnehen and those two that we just discussed, they're the ones that choose. Or you could say Shnehen, different ones. Like, let's say we say.
But Shnehen has to be two that we were talking about before. No, Shnehen means them. Them always refers back to people we were talking about.
Maybe the way do Shnehen means it's part of the process, but if they're just Shnehen, then it may be part of the process, or maybe not. I mean, it's
getting closer to what I think is shot, much closer, yeah?
Who's doing the picking? If it's either the two guys or the judges?
I don't know. Shnehen would be whoever they are. I don't know if Ushnehen and Shnehen would be different on that level. I'm not. The way I understood it was, we're dealing with a situation. Situation is, people are postling each other's dayanim. Right? So, if you say, Zebar lo dayanechav, Zebar lo dayanechad, Ushnehen bar len orechad, so that's all a description of what's happening. It's all one thing. This guy chooses that judge, that guy chooses the other judge, and let me put it this way. What's the difference between kisheh and not having kisheh? What's the difference between kisheh zeborlo versus just zeborlo? When you say kisheh zeborlo echad, you're saying this is a situation. We don't like it, but it's the hand we've been dealt. This is a situation that's happened. What do you expect the next line of Mishnah to be when it says, in this situation, the next line should be, do this, exactly, what you do. That's if it's kisheh, there's a situation. Zebar lo dayanechad means, there's no situation. What's zebar lo dayanechad? This is what you do, starting from the beginning, we're describing what you do. If you're describing a situation, you need to tell me what to do. If you're describing what to do, you already told me what to do, right? Zebor lo dayanechav, zebor lo dayanechad, ushnein bar lenor echad. What do? This guy chooses one judge, that guy chooses another judge, the two of them choose a third judge. That's what you do. Kishe zebor lo dayanechav, zebor lo dayanechad. When this one chooses one judge, another one chooses another judge, you can't just say, ushnein bar lenor echad. That's a continuation of the description of the situation. You can't say the situation is this guy chose one judge, this guy chose another judge, the two of them chose a third judge. Because then what do I do? Okay, that's the situation. What do I do? If it's kisheh, you can't have the vav, because shneim bar lenor echad is what you do. That's why you take the vav out. It's a technical point, I think. So now, let's go through just the basic 5-7. I just wrote a marker because I think it's important to write all this out. We'll get some more lumdas tomorrow. This is just like basic reading of the Gemara. They got to do that too sometimes. So my zavla, right? First question of the Gemara is what zebra lo echad? There's no way I'm gonna have room for any sort of chart over here. That's step one. Step two is hachi kamar and kishe zebra lo beis din echad. Step three is. What step three is the next question of the Gemara, right? This one is a question. Answer. Question is Beis Din Basar de Pasli. That once you have a Pasul Beis Din, why should they be allowed to do anything? Step four. Then what's step four?
No,
also a question. And the question is, again, my Zavla. Except this time it doesn't have the Tlas Asagi. And step five is an answer. Hachi kamar zebar lo dayan echad. Okay, how does Rashi say? So Rashi says step one is what? Maybe that's debatable, right? The Bach takes out the kisha. So Rashi understands step one. We're asking. Why do I need nine judges? Three is enough. We pointed out what's the weakness in Rashi on that level is why would you assume that the Mishnah is telling you to take nine judges? It says Zebra lo echad. And then Shnebra lo not echad. Echad, echad, and echad. Math doesn't have to be that great to realize echad plus echad is three. It's not nine. Why are we assuming it's talking about nine that you have to then say, what do I need nine for? I only need three. That's a major weakness in Rashi's understanding of the kasha. Rashi's understanding of the answer is kishezebor lo beizinechad, bezebor lo beizinechad, sherem bo odechad means what? How did Rashi understand the answer? That we're canceling the first six. Reuven passes Shimon's beizin, Shimon passes Reuven's beizin. We cancel them all out. What's the weakness in that? It doesn't say it in the Gemara. Right? That we said already. Kasha number, step number three, which is the second kasha, step number three, Bezen Basa Depasilu, we said that was very clear. That wasn't very vague at all. We know exactly what the Gemara is asking. If Reuven canceled Shimon's Bezen and Shimon canceled Reuven's Bezen, why did these two canceled but they didn't have any right to make any sort of decision? Now here's the tricky part. Number four, Mai Zebor Lo Echad. So we saw how Rashi understands it. How does Rashi understand the second Mai Zebor Lo Echad?
Telling you what to do.
Right, it's telling you that this is l'chadchila what you're supposed to do. Why would l'chadchila you cancel out other people's dayanim? And then the Gemara's answer fits very nicely. That no one's canceling anything. We're going back and saying no one's canceling anything. Pshat in the Mishnah is each guy chooses a dayan. That's ideal. Have each one choose a dayan. And then once each one chooses a dayan, the two together will choose a third dayan. So you don't have nine. You don't have the problem of apostles based in picking anybody. There is no one that's apostle. And you don't have a problem of, why would you do this l'chadchila? It's crazy to do l'chadchila to apostle people. No one's apostling anybody. It's not crazy to do l'chadchila. Everyone's just picking one judge. And then the Gemara's next question is, Maishna da'adli hafi, which is really step six, which is just simply asking, okay, so you just described to me the best way to pick a Beis Din is Reuven picks one, Shimon picks one, and together they pick a third. Maishna da'avdi achi is, why does each guy have to have their own God? Let them get together and pick three dayanim together. Like we said before, right? What? Let them do it like jury selection. That both sides have to be happy with each member of the Beis Din. And the Gemara gives an answer to that, that it's going to be more MS that way. And we'll get to that soon, why it's more MS that way. But somehow it's more MS that way. Right? That's how Rashi understands back and forth, Shaka Vatari of the Gemara. The major weakness in Rashi, the one overarching weakness in Rashi, as far as I see it, Tosus points out some others, is that the maskana of the Gemara, after all the dust settles, the maskana of the Gemara is that you're supposed to read the Mishnah the way any 9-year-old would have read the Mishnah in the first place. No, when we read the Mishnah, Zebor lo dayan echad, Zebor lo echad, Zebor lo echad, what did we think it meant? Of course it meant dayan echad. Of course that's what it meant. And then together they pick another dayan, and that's how you have a base of a three. Shkayach. That's pasuk pshat of the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara need like 8 steps to, I don't want to exaggerate, 5 steps to get to that? The Gemara should have started with Maishna Daviyachi. Why does each guy get to choose their guy? That should have been the beginning of the Gemara. To me, that's the biggest weakness in Rashi, is that it's making an assumption that the Gemara totally misunderstood the Mishnah at the beginning and had to really hash all this out just to get to what really the words of the Mishnah say explicitly. Yeah.
So if you understand like the part of Shabbat, Echad is just one, what's the difference between the man and the fun?
Difference is who gets to choose. Who gets to choose the third guy? Is it Reuven and Shimon that get to choose the third guy, or is it Reuven's Dayan and Shimon's Dayan that get to choose the third guy?
How would you know that Reb Meir, it's not explicit either way?
Shnehen would be referring to the two Zehs. Right? Zeh Bar Lo Echad, Zeh Bar Lo Echad. Shnehen is the two, right? This, and them is going to be referring to the same people. So in terms of the Hebrew, it works well, that it would be the Reuven and Shimon. According to Rav Meir, the Chum will say, no, it's the two Dayan. Now, so to me, that's the biggest weakness in Rashi. Tosfos says, there's another problem in Rashi. According to Rashi, the first kasha is, why do I need 9 judges? Just give me 3. Tosfos says, well, you know what, the best way to ask that kasha? Is that if you understand the word Zebar Lech of Zebar Lech Shemar Lech means that you're ending up with 9 judges, the way to ask the kasha is, it's a stira between the first 3 words in the Mishnah and the next 8 words in the Mishnah. Dine Mominus Bishlosha. Lays it out very clear. How many judges you want? Three. And then it says, according to the way Rashi thinks the Gemara read it, Zebar lo echad, Zebar lo echshem, bar lo not echad, go get yourself nine judges. If you want to ask the Kasha, ask that there's a stira between the first three words and the rest of the Mishnah, and the next however many words.
It doesn't seem like a stira, because it seems like, let's say, Dinim Amunus Vishlosha. If you're going to, when you judge the case, you judge it with three people. We're not using the other six that were posseling for the judgment. It's the process.
No, but the way Rashi understands the Gemara's original Kasha is that the Gemara thought we were, and that's why the Gemara asks on that.
Urban, please come to the main office.
How would we ever think we need nine judges on a case with three separate basins?
That's the Gemara's first kasha, according to Rashi.
Yeah, but no,
what do you need nine judges for?
No one's thinking that you're keeping the first two.
No, but the Gemara is. That's why the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara says, why did the Mishnah just tell me to have three, but they didn't? That's crazy. I don't need nine. That's how Rashi understood this. That's what this line of the Gemara is. And the Gemara's answer is, no, each one is they're disqualifying the first six. That's the Gemara's answer. But in the Gemara's kasha, of what do I need nine for, you should have asked it as an even better kasha. Not just what do I need nine for, having nine is definitely wrong, because it's against the first three words of the Mishnah. So that's Tosis' problem with Rashi. Again, I think the bigger problem with Rashi is just, the maskana is so obviously the Pasha Pshan in the Mishnah. Tosis says a little different. Tosis says as follows. Step one. Zebra, I don't know if we're going to get to read everything inside, but you know, you should definitely see that Tosis, the top Tosis. Tosis says, my Zebra Lach and Zebra Lach B'tlasa Sadi. Meaning, Tosel says, we know at the outset, Zebar Lo'echad means this one chooses a Beis Din, Zebar Lo'echad means this one chooses a Beis Din, Shem Bar Lo'echad means together they choose a third Beis Din. And there are nine judges, six of which are going to be disqualified. That's all unstated and assumed before the Gemara opens its mouth. That we had nine and disqualified six, and are left with three. And the Gemara's whole kasha is, how can there be a din l'chadchila to disqualify six judges? Why would you have a din l'chadchila to disqualify six judges? But the Gemara already knew that we were talking in terms of batei din, or assumed we were already talking in terms of batei din. Weakness in Tosfos? It's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says zebar l'echad. Why is the Gemara assuming that we're talking in terms of batei din? The other issue that Tosfos is going to have to contend with is this step right here, my zebra lo of zebra lo echad, had Rashi understand that?
Same question as
Tosas understanding is this question. So if Tosas is going to say that question number one means why would we disqualify six l'chachila, he's going to have to explain this question, the Gemara's later question, a little bit differently. Not only that, when the Gemara gives its answer, zebra lo based in echad, zebra lo based in echad, what's the problem according to Tosfos? The Gemara is adding a word into the Mishnah. What word is it adding into the Mishnah? Beis Din. So you expect that's supposed to be the ikar of the answer. According to Tosfos, that doesn't really add anything. We already knew that. We already knew that we're talking about batei din. So when the Gemara says in the first answer, kishazem barlo beis din echad, the word beis din is totally insignificant. That's not really the answer. The answer isn't about beis din. What is the answer about? Kishet. And what's the answer? That you're not supposed to do this l'chadchila. Kishet. If Reuven doesn't like Shimon's basin and Shimon doesn't like Reuven's basin, this is what you do. It's not a din l'chadchila. So that's how Tosfos understands this answer. Tosfos doesn't have the weakness of Ikar Chasim and Asefer over here, that you're missing, meaning the way Rashi understood this answer was that we're disqualifying people, and that's what the Gemara is introducing, the idea that we're disqualifying people. Problem was, it never said that in the answer. But Tosfos has his own problem. Why are we adding the word Beis Din if we already knew the word Beis Din? Okay. Then the Gemara's next kasha, Beis Din Basar DePasli, if we already passed the guys, how are they allowed to choose a third Beis Din? That's the same Rashi tells, as we said, that's the kasha, that's the stage in the Gemara that there can't be any machlokas about, because it's so clear, the Gemara is very clear about what that kasha is. How can Pasul Dayanim choose who the Beis Din is going to be? Okay, that's very obvious. But then you get back to this one, my Zebra Loch of Zebra Lochad, without the words B'tlas Asagi. Tosfos never tells us what the kasha is. Marsha, Chuner. Start working on that. How does Tosfos understand my Zebra Lach and Zebra Lach out of the year? We already said, so where are we according to Tosfos? We originally thought it's 9, you disqualify 6, you're left with 3. We asked on that, why should disqualify judges? I'm sorry, we asked on that, why would you do that ridiculous process? We said, no, it's not what we choose to do. It's if you're in a situation where Reuven doesn't like Shimon's guys, Shimon doesn't like Reuven's guys, this is what you do, this is how you respond. Then we said, but still, the response is a stupid response because you end up with Pasul Dayanim choosing the new Dayanim. And now we're asking something else. Mai Zebar Lo'echa, Zebar Lo'echa. So again, Tosfos is working with the assumption that Reuven picks a Beis Din, Shimon picks a Beis Din, together they pick a third Beis Din, which will be the real Beis Din. So what are we asking? Mai Zebar Lo'echa, Zebar Lo'echa. We can't be asking why go through this process because we already asked that before. So what are we asking? No, what do you think? So it could be, how did we understand the word Echad when we read the Mishnah at first? Dayan. So it could be the Gemara is just asking, my Zebar Lo Echad. The Zebar Lo Echad. Emphasis on Echad. Why? We're asking the language of the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is really talking about that Reuven picks a Basin, Shimon picks a Basin, together they pick a third Basin, why does he use the word Echad? Echad doesn't mean Beis Din. Echad means person, Dayan. Yeah?
I think a problem with that is because the first question is long with the Tzlatzas Hagis. That would have sounded much better in this question than...
Good. That's a problem here. But the Gemara's answer of no, Zebor lo Dayan Echad, Zebor lo Dayan Echad, leads you to believe that our question led us down, you know, that our question led us to that answer. So, right, but you're right. The Tzlatzas Hagi should have appeared dafka over here as opposed to over there. But over here he's no, because the Tzlatzas Hagi is a question on the logic. That it doesn't make sense to have 9 judges, you only need 3. Why bring 9 guys into the picture? Over here he's not asking on the logic, he's asking on the language. If you want to say I choose a Beis Din, say I choose a Beis Din. Don't say I choose Echad. I think it's a language question more than a lot. The logic is already worked out. Other than the fact that you have Pasul Dayanim picking a third Beis Din, but the logic is already worked out. So his only question is the language. That's one way to understand how Tosfos will read this line. The other way to understand it is the way the Marsha understands it. That's the way I understood it with Echad. I don't know if Achronim read it that way, but that's the way I thought Tosfos should read the Gemara. But the Marsha says different. Marsha says no. You know what it's asking? My Zebra Lo from Zebra Lo Echad. You already told me that we're talking about a case that's not desired, that's, you know, if life hands us a lemon and Reuven and Shimon can't get along and they're fighting with each other and they're disqualifying each other's Beis Din, that's what the very first mission of the third parak is about. Why would that be the subject of the first mission of the third? You know what the Mishnah should tell me first? In an ideal world, how do we want a Beis Din to be chosen? Before troubleshooting, why don't you tell me what we're looking for? Why don't you tell me how a Beis Din is really supposed to work? Why would you come up with a case of Reuven doesn't... Granted, you have to cover that case eventually. But your big case of a Beis Din, how do I get a Beis Din 3? Reuven yells at Shimon, Shimon yells at Reuven. So granted, this is only a troubleshooting case. Why would that be the first case the mission describes? Where you're troubleshooting already. Just describe to me the ideal. Describe to me what we need. So that's the way Marsha understands Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara's kasha at this point. And the Gemara's answer is each one chooses a die, and then again, it all works out. That is how Tosfos goes through the Gemara. Again, weakness in Tosfos is the same basic weakness that we have in Rashi, which is the Gemara starts with the assumption that Zeb Bar Lo Echad means, but they did. Each one chooses a Beis Din. Echad means, but they did. Why would the Gemara start with such a silly assumption? That's the primary weakness, in my mind at least, in both Rashi and Tosfos. It seems that the Ran, by the way, the Ran comes as a separate Sefer, or if you buy a Kovitz Mefarshim, you know, it will have a Kedusha Ran in it, Normally you find the Ran in the back of the Gemara on the pages of the Rif, but in the Zik in the Seftas, you have the Nimuka Yosef on the pages of the Rif. It's not the Ran. Nimuka Yosef also very good, and we'll use it a lot, but that's in the Gemara. But the Ran says, no, obviously, Zebar Alecha, Zebar Alecha, and of course, the Gemara knew initially that it has to be talking about choosing Dayanim. So now, what does he do? So the Ran says, "My zebra loach v'zebra loachad v'tlasasagi." Is that the Gemara is assuming that each guy is choosing a dayan, but the Gemara is also assuming each guy is disqualifying the other guy's dayan, and therefore the Gemara's question is, wait a second. If Reuven picks a dayan and Shimon disqualifies him, Shimon picks a dayan, Reuven disqualifies him, and then they get together and pick one dayan, how many dayanim are left standing? One. The exact opposite of the way Rashi tells us that it's nine. Right? The way Rashi tells us that it's nine. No, so one is left standing. But you need three. Weakness in that.
Sagi
is totally off base. But plus a sagi means three is enough. Over here it should be, Srichi Tlasa or something like that. You need three. But the Ran addresses that by saying that it's really a two-pronged question. We're asking that if Mimamashach, if they're disqualifying each other's judges, what's the point? Why would you disqualify? Then you're only going to be left with one. If they're not disqualifying each other's judges, they keep the original judges and pick a third one. So obviously they're able to agree on the third judge. If they're able to agree on the third judge, why couldn't they agree on judge one and two? They're able to agree. Let them agree. So the Gemara says, okay, so even though Pashpachat of the Mishnah is that each one is choosing a judge, it must be Hachikar Mark Shizebar Lo Beis Din Echad. Because it doesn't make sense. The system of each one choosing one judge, and Mimanavshach, if they disqualify each other's judges, being left with only one, which is ridiculous, and if they keep each other's judges, but we're assuming they agree on the third guy, why couldn't they agree on the first two guys then? So it must be that Echad means Beis Din Echad. The Ran's major advantage is he read the Mishnah straight. That the Gemara is assuming Zebar lo Echad means this guy chooses a judge. Zebar lo Echad means this guy chooses a judge. The Gemara only rejects it because it has kashas on that. It says, it must be because Zebar lo Beis Din Echad. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Zebar lo Beis Din Echad? Well, then, Beis Din Basa, the two puzzle judges are picking the right judges? And also, my zebar lo echad. What do you mean? Echad doesn't mean Beis Din. So the Gemara goes back to saying what it originally thought, which is hachikamar zebar lo dayan echad. Why do you have to say the word dayan? The Mishnah said echad. Of course, that means dayan. No, because that's exactly what we changed over here. These underlined are Beis Din and dayan. Those are critical. That's exactly what changed. We assumed Dayan. We said, no, it's got to be Beis Din because we have all these kashas. We ask kashas on Beis Din. We go back to saying Dayan. We go back to our original thought. And then we go back, well, wait a second. Why did we reject Dayan in the first place? No, why did we reject Dayan in the first place? What was the problem with it? Either they're canceling each other out, you're left with only one. Or they're not canceling each other out, and what? Just pick three, agree. Why don't you all agree on something? You agree on the third guy, you agree on the first two. What? That's the Gemara's answer. Question. Why have each guy choose their person that's going to be their choice and then agree on a third guy? Just agree on all three. Gemara's answer? It's better to have each one have someone in their corner. It's more emes. That's the way the Ran understands it. The major advantage the Ran has is that he knew how to read the Mishnah straight. That the Gemara read the Mishnah as Echad means Dayan Echad. The weakness is, first of all, B'tlas HaSagi is still Shver, no matter what you do with it. That's going to be very difficult. There are some that actually are not Goris B'tlas HaSagi, but okay, we'll do. You have to take that away to really make it work. The other thing is, the Gemara is not suggesting something new over here. It's just going back to the original answer. Is there an Ella over there? Because often when the Gemara goes back to an original answer, it will say, Ella kadamrina meyakara. Rather go back to what we said originally. Ella, okay, at least it has an Ella. Right? The Ella helps. If it, without an Ella, it would have been impossible. Because we're not breaking any new ground at that step of the Gemara. Also, when the Gemara is pressing forward and asking the same question we asked before, Maishna da Avdi Hachi, which is the way he understood Mai Zevor Lo Echad, so the Gemara should have said, Udekashalan, that which we have already asked. I mean, the Gemara makes no reference to the fact that we're repeating the same question that we asked before. That's a little strange. That doesn't work so well in the rhyme. Those are the three basic approaches.
In step five, why it's the two guys, Reuben and Shimon, that are picking the third guy that they agree on? So isn't that inconsistent with number two, where we're assuming that the basin is picking the third basin?
Well, at this stage, we're assuming either the two guys are picking a third guy that they agree on, or the two dayanim are picking a third dayan that they agree on.
Why it doesn't?
But yeah, we've rejected the basin possibility in step four. In step five over here, we rejected the idea that we're choosing individuals. We're choosing dayanim in step five.
But then you could ask the same. You could ask the question by number three after number five also. Who gives? How do these two dayanim, now that they're apostled?
No, because they're not apostled. You're keeping them. They're not apostled. Reuven picks one. Shimon says, "I'll pick mine." He picks his. They keep both of those guys, and the two of them together will pick a third dayan. Okay, this is Rashi tells the Ran. You got to go through the Gemara and see the advantages. Just that's the way to attack such a. So, did you have a question?
Not really going back to the original answer, because it is different.
In what way?
In step five, because now it's they're each picking one, but they're not disqualifying each other. That's the finish.
Okay, but even in the original one, the Ran covers both possibilities of yes disqualifying and not disqualifying. I mean, in the original answer, the original way of understanding the Ran understands the question as if you are disqualifying each other, that's absurd, because then you're left with only one judge. If you're not disqualifying each other. Meaning, in the original question, he already accounts for the possibility. If you're not disqualifying each other, and you just agreed on the third judge, why couldn't you just agree on the first two also? Okay, we'll stop there. I guess we'll have a 10-minute halacha shiur in the Beis Medrash for anyone who could stick around, who's not in a rush.